Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Dr. Sylvia LaFair is here, too. Sylvia is a member of our Brain Trust. She's the president of Creative Energy Options. She is a family counselor by profession. She is the author of a number of books, including Don't Bring It to Work, and one of my favorite new books, Gutsy, How Women Leaders Make Change. And all she had to do was say, when mama ain't happy, nobody's happy. That's the same thing. Sylvia LaFair, welcome back to the show.
Oh, glad to be here, and Happy New Year.
You too. That's how I think about the women. In when I think back all the way back to my mother and my grandmother, you know, the way they made change was, when mama ain't happy, nobody's happy.
Well, you know what? There's a heck of a lot of truth in that.
There is a lot of truth in that, from your clothes to your food, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, let's talk about something else, though, because here we are. We're kicking off the new year, Sylvia, and there's a lot of stress. And I have to say, I've been around a long time, and I've launched a lot of new years in the marketplace in my career. And I have to be honest with you, I'm trying to remember when I had as many potential stress points. Now, I'm not saying they're all landing on me, but if I wanted to, I could accumulate a bunch of stress points right now. What do you think?
Oh, I think we're moving faster than we ever have before. And is it the internet? Is the planet spinning faster? I don't know. But the thing is, stress is number one in everybody's life. And if we don't learn how to tame that tiger, we're in trouble.
Well, where do we start? I mean, let's say that we're, you know, in the previous segment, I told my folks that I wanted them to have one resolution with me, and I would have it with them, and that's that we would become better CEOs of our company, of our companies. And so one of the ways that we have to do that, and we could actually pull that off, is we've got to find some balance. We've got to find a center. We've got to get to a place where we can, you know, not be so stressful and not be so, you know, not feel like we're out of control. How do we get started?
Well, I think the first thing, Jim, is, you know, A, we have to be CEOs of our own lives. That's even, you know, number one. And we're in charge, and we have to look at ourselves and say, what the heck are we doing and what's going on? So that's pretty important. With stress, we have to find that. I love calling it practicing safe stress. And, man, you have to watch how your mouth forms those words. And then find that safe stress zone. You know, it, for runners, they find the zone, and when they're in it, nothing can bother them.
Right.
It's the same thing here, and it's about really learning what pushes our buttons, especially then what to do about it. So I've devised something that gives people a visual, and you can begin to really look at this. And if any of your listeners are interested, we can send them the list of the 13 most the patterns that show up most in the workplace. So let me talk about this safe stress zone for a minute. On one side of the safe stress zone is freakoutville. And those are the patterns, the people, and
freak,
I have to
freak
admit,
out, freakoutville.
Freakoutville. That's where the drama queens and kings are.
Right.
You know, when your button gets pushed, you get real noisy.
Right.
And that's where the clowns are that, you know, have to tell pretty terrible jokes and stuff like that to get away from stress. And it's where the rebels live, the ones who say, we're going to fight this because they don't want to handle what the real stress
is. Both, so that, in that place, both the people who create the stress and the people who amplify the stress live there.
You got it.
Yeah.
Perfect. Now, on the other side of the safe stress zone is Zombieville. And those are the people who, when stress comes, they avoid it, they run away from it, or they deny it. They know I'm not in any stress. Meanwhile, their blood pressure is ready for them to be hospitalized, mm-hmm. but they don't want to show it. And they'll go and hide under the covers if they have to, but they have to get away from stress.
Mm-hmm.
We can't do that. We have to face it head on and work with it. And for me, as I've worked with people over the years and with myself, the key here is not that stress won't happen or that those buttons won't get pushed. They will. It's how fast you can gain control.
Right.
And get into the zone. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. But here's the bottom line of all of this. However you behave, however you treat it, whatever resolution you wind up with as an individual, you've created it yourself, and you have control over making it another way. You can do that yourself, right? I mean, you don't have to be a diva. You don't have to be a drama queen. You know, you can, or if you're a zombie, you can rooster up a little bit and face things. I mean, you can decide yourself, can't you?
Well, I think that's the key. Is just like if you're going to run the marathon and be in that safe stress zone, you decide how fast you're going to run. You know how you're going to pace yourself, and you decide if you're going to make it or not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, are you going to do the whole race? So, of course, in the end point, we decide. But the thing is, when our buttons get pushed, it's interactive. And let me give you an example, because it just happened. We have a beautiful home in New Mexico, in Santa Fe, that we had rented out to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And sadly, they forgot to leave the heat at the proper place, and a pipe burst.
Wow.
So we had to take an unexpected trip out
mm-hmm.
there, and the place was not exactly in the best shape.
Right.
I mean, they knew we were coming. We said
right.
we'll be there in 3 or 4 days. I mean, we had to
right.
make plans to get out there. So the woman, and she's not a child. I mean, this
right.
is a woman in her 40s who's renting the place. She's what you call an avoider and a denier.
Mm-hmm.
And she will never own anything.
Right.
So what she did was she pushed my buttons.
Right.
She pushed my drama queen buttons with
mm-hmm.
her denier button.
Right. Right. Hold on to that thought, Sylvia. Dr. Sylvia LaFair is helping us to get rid of the stress, folks. Have safe stress in our lives. We're going to talk some more about this after these messages. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassie again. The book is called Gutsy by Sylvia LaFair.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.